dreaming about cupcakes that make you fly. Chocolate rivers, ice cream mountains too. Every candy color, it's a dream come true. Can I eat it? Is it sweet? Can I try? Can I eat it? Tell me, can I have a slice of the sky?
This is your food news from Can I Eat It podcast. Next week, the show will be back in full swing as AB and Clay sit down and try more items and introduce the new segment, Delisted. This week, due to the holiday, we are just bringing you and presenting you with food news. If you see this in a restaurant, put down the menu and make other plans. A dirty restroom. If a restaurant doesn't make the effort to clean an area that customers see, what might other parts of the restaurant look like? Rinse your hands under hot water, shake them off, since there are no paper towels, and swim to safety. A 10-page menu. If the menu is wordier than Gone with the Wind, you might want to reconsider. A truly great restaurant focuses on a select number of entrees, while a menu that spreads itself too thin, well, just doesn't. It's hard to trust a kitchen that can make meatloaf, lasagna, and enchiladas. Sticky menus and grimy salt and pepper shakers. This is yet another clue that the restaurant does not place cleanliness next to godliness. When you sit down, look at the items on the table to see what state they're in. A strong odor. Walking into a restaurant should delight your olfactory senses, not assault them. You want to smell herbs, garlic, bacon, or brownies, but if you smell bleach, bug spray, or chemicals, it's not a good sign. You're being ignored. You should be acknowledged by someone when you enter a restaurant by either the host, a server, or even someone standing behind the bar. And last, but surely not least, photos of all the food. Restaurants that need pictures instead of words or explanations to describe the food might leave you disappointed. Next up, we have Dairy Queen just announced new summer blizzard flavors, and they're so over the top. The peanut butter cookie dough, a treat packed with chocolate chip cookie dough, a peanut butter topping, and rainbow confetti crunch. The Ultimate Cookie Blizzard, a frosty delight that combines three different cookies, Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter, into the DQ soft serve. And also coming, Picnic Peach Cobbler Blizzard, a summer-friendly frozen dessert that features real peaches and cobbler pieces. Also, DQ will have some returning flavors that include Frosted Animal Cookie Blizzard, Brownie Batter Blizzard Treat, and Cotton Candy Blizzard. DQ will provide fans with a BOGO offer on blizzards from April 1st through April 14th. Where is my McDonald's breakfast bagel sandwich? Bagel sandwiches are currently available at participating McDonald's in select market, but they're not available nationwide. Many people have been missing their breakfast bagel sandwiches. If you are one of these people missing your McDonald's bagel sandwich, you can go and join the Facebook group dedicated to this cause itself, called Where's My McDonald's Bagel? Burger King is giving out free Whoppers for the total solar eclipse. Burger King, the home of the flame grilled Whopper sandwich, is celebrating the historic moment eclipsing Americans and much of the world with a delicious offer that lasts longer than 4 minutes and 28 seconds. All day on April 8th, Royal Perks members can text the keyword ECLIPSE, ECLIPSE, to 251251 to claim a buy one, get one free Whopper. The offer that can be redeemed during or after the eclipse via the BK app and website. Once claimed, the Whopper BOGO deal is available from April 8th to April 15th at participating Burger Kings in the United States. segment, darling, that stands for Foods to Experience the World. So, this week, on View, we are sharing 20 of the world's best spicy food dishes. Egusi soup, Nigeria. Sichuan hot pot in China. Sam Tam, Thailand. Pri Pri chicken in Mozambique and Angola. Sherman Mayo's braised pork belly in China. Jerk chicken or pork in Jamaica. Ayam betutu in Indonesia. Buffalo chicken wings, the good old United States. Shrimp aguachiles from Mexico. Pad Khai Preo from Thailand, beef rendang, Indonesia and Malaysia, Dak Doritang in South Korea, pho curry in Birmingham, England via Bangladesh, penne al from Italy, chicken chettinad from India, Dorwat, Ethiopia, Mapo tofu, China, vindaloo, India, mafé, Senegal, and chili from the United States. That's all the food news we have this week. Tune in next week because we have so much more fun on Can I Eat It? Hey, oh, ho, 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 ho.